This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's been just over a month since the NBA's bubble season ended, but another season is set to tip off in just a few weeks. It will be a shortened season, and in some markets, teams will actually get to play in front of fans. Marketplace's Erica Barris took a look at the economic arguments behind the NBA's scheduling.
Right now, the NBA is going through the same bad business climate as a lot of other businesses, says Kenneth Shropshire with the Global Sport Institute at Arizona State University.
There is a major concern about making sure revenues flow at a level where you can maintain salaries at the same level.
The NBA is getting its new season started when more people are spending time at home and other sports are in their off seasons. Raghu Cottage is with the TV data company Alfonso.
So NBA's calculation may be to sort of take advantage of that and provide an earlier start so they can capitalize a little bit on the demand due to sort of winter and indoor activity being more in demand.
The NBA relies on all the ad money it brings in on Christmas Day. The league has invested a lot in selling Christmas as basketball's holiday, the way Thanksgiving is for football, says University of Oregon professor Courtney Cox.
The maintenance of that kind of hoops holiday is really important.
The money made by starting in late December could add anywhere from $500 million to $1 billion to the NBA's bottom line. This new season will also cost the NBA hundreds of millions of dollars less to put on because the teams won't play in a bubble, and some may end up playing in front of crowds. That poses some risks for the league, says Dave Barry, a sports economist at Southern Utah University.
We're probably going to see outcomes like the NFL, where you're going to see games canceled, games postponed.
And that would be bad for ad revenue. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.